Hurry.
I put on a pair of gloves myself and grabbed one of the other tools. I think it was a hard rake, but I'm not entirely sure. Whatever it was, I grabbed it, and I joined Eddie and George. A few seconds later, or maybe it was a minute, I don't know, time stopped meaning anything. I looked around and Shirley was there, too. She put on her own gloves and then grabbed Archie's post-hole digger. Her hair had come loose and was hanging down around her face. She looked at me like Sheena, Queen of the Jungle. We all remembered to put on gloves, but we were all crazy, completely nuts. The look of it, the gibbering, keening, screeching sound of it, even the way Mr. D was howling and whining, all of that made us crazy. I'd forgotten about the overturned tanker and George Stankowski trying to get the kids into the school bus and drive them to safety. The angry young man Eddie and George Morgan had brought in. I think I forgot there was any world at all outside that stinking little shed. I was screaming as I swung the rake, plunging the tines into the thing on the floor again and again and again. The others were screaming too. We stood around it in a circle, beating and bludgeoning and cutting it to pieces. We were screaming at it to die, and it wouldn't die. It seemed as if it would never die. If I could forget anything, any part of it, I'd forget this. At the very end, just before it finally did die, it raised the stump of the thing in its chest. The stump was trembling like an old man's hand. There were eyes in the stump, some of them hanging from shiny threads of gristle by then. Maybe those threads were optic nerves? I don't know. Anyway, the stump rose up for just a moment. In the center of my head, I saw myself. I saw all of us standing around in a circle and looking down, looking like murderers at the grave of their victim, and I saw how strange and alien we were. How horrible we were. In that moment, I felt its awful confusion. Not its fear, because it wasn't afraid. Not its innocence, because it wasn't innocent. Or guilty, for that matter. What it was confused. Did it know where it was? I don't think so. Did it know why Mr. Dillon had attacked it and why we were killing it? Yes. It knew that much. We were doing it because we were so different and so horrible that its many eyes could hardly see us, could hardly hold onto our images as we surrounded it, screaming and chopping and cutting and hitting. And then it finally stopped moving. The stub of the trunk thing in its chest dropped back down again. Its eyes stopped twitching and just stared.